You talk a lot about society's expectations for young people, and a central moment in your story is this conversation that you had with an adult gentleman where you expressed to him why you're so passionate about using your time intentionally, and his reply was to essentially say that you needed to relax, not take life so seriously, and basically just have fun in your younger years. So how did you react to that conversation, and how did that moment kind of shape the message of your book?
Well, when it happened, you know, I was a pretty new Christian, and I really didn't know what to say, but I didn't know the Bible real well. You know, I just knew that couldn't be right. I knew there was no way that Jesus saved me for me to just, you know, treat my sin like growing pains and just not really think about it till I got older. There's no, like, junior disciple where you're not actually following Jesus yet, you know? And so, you know, as I began to grow, it became clearer and clearer what was wrong with that, that God made all of us to glorify him from the moment we're born. And it doesn't make any sense to say, I'm going to wait to do the very thing I was made to do until I'm older. Why would I waste these years to do some of what God made me to do? And why would I waste my years where I have the most energy and most freedom and most zeal to be able to do those things? And so it shaped the message of the book, because I think that's what culture thinks. While we're young, we don't expect anything from you. You're not going to do great things. Youth is not the time to follow God. Wait till you're old and all of your energy's gone and you don't have fun anymore. I want to say, you know, God created us right now for his glory. And let's use our youngest years with our most strength and energy for him and think about how to navigate that difficult road.